Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with us again in studio is our very favorite good deed doer, Sages Plays with Purpose, Christine Hacker. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
With you today is a wonderful guest. Tell us about Miss Norma.
Yes, Norma is one of our Sages ambassadors. She has worked with Sages Theater for a few years now and been in almost every play.
Every play
that we have done, every play with purpose.
Sometimes different roles.
Yes, and she's currently the lead in our upcoming play, Memory Lane.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I want to find out a little bit before we start. Tell us how long Sages has been going, and give us just a brief history since we're doing America 250.
Yes.
Such an important organization.
Well, you know, storytelling is big, and so is theater. So Sages has been around for 7 years now. And the goal was to tell stories of older Americans, older folks, especially in this area, what aging is truly like and how to overcome the challenges. And so we have now, we're going on our fifth play with purpose. They're all hour-long comedies with drama mixed in that put seniors on stage acting out these real-life situations that then help educate the audiences to prevent some of the obstacles and problems that might come along. And yeah, I'm very proud that we've been doing this now for 7 years.
And you're in partnership with this play and with Pinellas Regional 911 Centers and Pinellas County Human Services. Of course,
yes.
We're in the Heritage Village Pinellas County studio today.
Yes.
And I think that's so exciting. Norma, tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to this organization.
I was in higher education for 45 years, the last 24 as a professor of psychology, retired in 2015, and was thrilled to discover Sages in 2019 and became part of it because I felt I could continue teaching from the stage instead of the classroom.
Yes.
I love that. And you know, you have a connection, Christine, with Heritage Village. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. So my mother and I'm a native Floridian. I was born in Venice. And my mother and I moved up here and my brother when I was 9 to help care for my grandparents and be closer to them. And my grandparents, you know, were my biggest models for how to dedicate yourself to community service and volunteering. And one of the things my grandmother loved to do was be a docent at Heritage Village.
Isn't that wonderful? And you know, it's so interesting because, of course, my mother went back to college when she was 60, and she became a Gray Panther.
Oh,
and she worked with gerontology and services. And so, you know, I felt that I found my minion and my posse when I met you, Christine, because what people don't realize that, you know, they used to call this God's little waiting room.
Yep.
But my generation, I'm 72, my generation needs you because we're starting to see in our partners, not our parents, in our partners and in ourselves, some of the things that have gone on. So talk to us a little bit about how the plays develop and the writing of them and the acting of them and a kind of behind the scenes.
Okay. Well, behind the scenes, you would have to see Linda Goldman because she started the whole thing in her brain when she realized that the stories of her peers weren't being told on stage and aging was kind of the butt of the joke and made fun of and parts were small. And so she decided to write a play. And after a couple of years of doing that as an LLC, I ran into her because I was doing a lot of fall prevention advocation in Pinellas County and Pasco and Hillsborough. And I realized that the only way that people would really take the message to heart and decide to do something about what needed to be done to prevent any of these crises was to experience it through the eyes of someone else without having to experience it themselves. And so we came up with the play Denying Gravity, which is our first play about fall prevention. And then right on the heels of that, we went right into COVID with Phony Baloney about how to stop scams. Linda had a couple of the plays that she's written out. We are now adapting into plays with purpose. So Dealmaker was the next one about safe driving and living independently. And then we segued into Memory Lane, which I'm happy to say I got to co-write with her.
Yay!
And I am a caregiver for my mom who has a form of dementia. And so it's nice to be able to put true things and true words that come out of her mouth or the people that I see her live with, and actually have it resonate with our audience members to talk about this very difficult subject. That's what all of our subjects are, very difficult subjects. But we add humor and wit and life experience that actually brings everyone together in really looking at that subject a little closely.
Some good lessons that I have found when I've seen these shows is that you really celebrate triumphs, big and small. You take away the stigma. And as a professor of psychology, this is so important. We just had David Warner in here talking about Voices for Hope, aphasia. Mm-hmm. And for both the caregiver, the family, and the person who's aging, the power of love and resilience is always your message. Tell me a little bit, Norma, about the role you play in this play, Memory Lane.
I play Liz, who is the facilitator of the caregiving group, support group. And she kind of summarizes different members of the circle's stories. And we kind of try to introduce five different types of dementia or memory loss so that people in the audience can relate, you know, that everybody thinks of Alzheimer's, but there's really more than Alzheimer's. And so she's sort of the mirror in a way and the facilitator of the stories. So it's presented in a big circle where to complete the circle, we've got the audience out there.
Yes.
And we're kind of trying to include them in. And it's told in flashbacks, mm-hmm. so the people get up out of the circle and go to another part of the stage, and then they enact, you know, how they may have first heard the diagnosis or how they're struggling to care for a loved one at home or various other situations.
Or how they're meeting the challenges, too, giving some of those ideas.
I saw that firsthand with my mother. She had a little book in the drawer that she hid about the signs of dementia. Mm-hmm. And she would give herself the test, right? Which you get when you go to the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. But to be in the caregiving and aging and gerontology, and then to realize you're descending into it. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a descent. So I think this is really, first of all, I'm so thrilled that you're the co-writer on this.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the immersive experience and that you also do some Q&A, and in previous ones you've had the Sheriff's Department come. Talk
yes.
a little bit about how this is really a community forum and discussion.
So Sages is really based in that type of a collaboration and community feeling. And so when we first write any play, we debut it as a staged reading. We get audience feedback from every single member that is in the audience watching it. We read through all of them. We've reached by now over 16,000 people, so we've read over 16,000 feedback forms, and they've helped us develop each play. And then the next year we stage it, and we keep doing the feedback forms. And by the third year, we've really tightened up the script to make this ready to then go into a kit. So what I'm very excited is we have pivoted to actually inspiring people in other areas of Florida and across the country to do these different plays with purpose. And this year is the year that Memory Lane will be filmed to go in the kit. So that means Norma and her castmates will be all over the country.
Encore, encore.
Scary.
And it also will allow people to then take the script and do it with their own group of seniors for themselves to have that meaning of, hey, this is meaningful to me. I've been through this or I'm going through this. And to have that connection with someone that really is their neighbor. So we're very, very proud of it. And that quality of getting everyone's input to kind of make these scripts even more, resonate even more with the audience and kind of cover all the bases without too much education, but just enough to get them interested in learning more. We've struck a really good balance. And as far as I know, we're the only community theater group in the entire country doing educational theater for seniors like this.
I think community theater is so important. And I think that Pinellas County just resonates with community theater.
Yes.
We have the Gulfport Community Theater. We have the, there's another one that's...
Francis Wilson, St. Pete
Wilson,
City
right,
Theater.
Right.
Yes.
All of those. The ones in Clearwater and
yes.
everything else. And I really believe that you've touched a nerve because, you know, the seniors of today were... you know, just kids. We didn't expect to get old.
Well, nobody does.
Nobody does.
So many of us are baby boomers.
Right, right. And fraud and all of these things that are going on. So you have really, now you were on Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
For a good reason.
Thank you. Yes.
Right? And, and doing the kits, I think, is brilliant. And did you get funding for that? I know you're a nonprofit, but who was the support of this? Because it really was a lot of work to put these together.
So we have a lot of different supporters. Many of them are local right here in the Tampa Bay area. Guardian Trust is one of our education sponsors who has absolutely been phenomenal in making sure that we can get the word out further than this area. We also were just awarded a grant from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.
Good for you.
To do the phony baloney kits. And we've been working with the Pinellas Community Foundation as well for the last couple of years. So we're blessed to have people who believe in what we're doing. We only exist on donations. So these kinds of gifts that come to us and grants that we get make it possible for us to do all this work.
So the best thing about Memory Lane is that it's free. And
I don't know if that's the best thing, but yes, it is. It is a key thing.
It is a key thing. And there's goodie bags and prize drawings.
Yes.
And it's really fun. So it's Saturday. Saturday's at three locations, 2 to 3:30.
Yes.
July 11th at the Palladium. And we'll have all this in the article. July 18th at the Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater. And on August 1st at the Catherine Hickman Theater in Gulfport. It is so exciting that this is going on. How can you reserve tickets?
So just go to our website and the red banner at the top, you click on that, and it'll take you exactly to where you can choose and select which show and how many tickets you want. And we do partner with all these theaters and venues because we want people to go back to them and support them too. And all of our community partners, like the first responders and the folks that you were mentioning earlier, they appreciate being part of this because they are able to reach more people than ever. Our audiences bring in anywhere from 100 to 500 people at a time. And I did want to mention, because I'm just so proud of this, I looked this up yesterday, we have kits in 63 cities so far.
63 cities?
Yes. A lot of them are here in Pinellas, right. And in the Tampa Bay area, because this is where we've started. So last year, Linda Goldman and I got to go see a couple of those where people were putting on our play exactly the way we wanted them to, whether they had the script in hand or they were memorizing, it didn't matter. But they were reaching their neighbors and saying how this was such a life-affirming experience for them and a way for them to give back to each other.
In an era of AI, this connects people. It puts people together to be friends. It creates a support network. And as a professor of psychology, this must really speak to you.
I'm going to cry if you ask that. Yeah, right. I've always been such a proponent of human face-to-face connection.
Like we're doing right now.
Yes. They asked me to teach online. I said, how can you teach psychology online? But you can. But things are just more meaningful to me in a live setting where people can hear you and respond and then have a talk back afterwards and come up to you and say, oh, I relate to that story and I'm glad you gave me this suggestion. Or we try to have resources for them to walk away with, pamphlets, phone numbers, people's business cards.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep. And because of actors like Norma, who really put their whole heart into what they're doing to create these characters on stage, afterwards, when the audience comes up and talks to them about their own stories, and particularly here for Memory Lane, they might spend 20 minutes talking about something because you touched on something just so meaningful to them and so important to them that doesn't get discussed as openly. And this now gives them an opportunity to do that.
I recently saw some actresses on the Today Show talking about menopause, which was a silent subject. I would like people to talk about memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there is not just that stigma, but what I really like is that it's fun to watch these shows. It's not sad. I mean, when I've seen certain movies on, dementia and Alzheimer's and descending into that, I am so eviscerated. I'm not eviscerated. I'm hopeful. I'm joyful. And I want to be involved. And so speaking of being involved, how can people support SAGE's Plays with a Purpose?
Well, first of all, come to one because there's just no comparison to what it's like to experience it. So please come and then just invite friends. I mean, the tickets are free, so you can invite as many people as you want, make a party out of it, and go eat afterwards or before. And, you know, what you're saying about reducing the stigma and making this possible for people to talk about, that's the whole point. That is the whole point, because sharing these stories and leaving with hope is the purpose of our Plays with Purpose. You'll notice our logo is the happy side of the theater mask and not the sad side. Yes, we talk about the drama and the seriousness, but we want you to leave feeling uplifted and prepared and ready to go forward.
And I would say your Eckerd College experience in communications with a minor in dance has really been well used in the philanthropics.
Thank you. Like the Energizer Bunny. She is
I know.
I'm not dancing as much on stage anywhere, but I'll tell you this. We did get music in before our shows. We have a sing-along with our audience.
I was hoping you. And does Ron Regan still come and play guitar now and again?
Oh, he comes and
shout out to Ron.
Yeah, he's not doing the guitar as much as he is putting on different characters. Like, you know, you might see Elvis in the house or
Willie Nelson.
Oh, Ron, you've been holding out on Ron Regan. Is a very good friend of ours. I believe that is how I discovered you.
Ah, okay, right? Yeah, that so, probably is true.
He's a great proponent of us.
He's a wonderful ambassador for us. We love him to pieces.
He really is. So I want to touch before we leave about the 2026 Tampa Bay Golden Heart Awards. Tell us about that.
Yes. So having lived in this community for over 50 years, nothing makes me happier than to bring things to our community that are going to inspire people and celebrate those who are living here. And so we adopted this fundraiser 4 years ago. The Golden Heart Awards are meant to recognize that everyday hero, anyone over 50 in that second half century of their lives. Yes, you could be one of them. For what they're doing to give back. So whether it is as a leader, an advocate, through community connection activities, as a volunteer, as a caregiver, there are 7 different categories. It is super simple to get involved. And we just want more and more people to get involved. So every time we've done this event, it's grown. So we started with 80 people at the first one, and now we're preparing for 250 this August. So we usually recognize at least 50 older adults over 50
who've been nominated
by their next door neighbor, somebody who worked with them, a client, a customer, and surprise. And I'll tell you the biggest thing about this is that feeling that people get that someone has seen them.
Yes.
And recognized
them. Matter.
That they matter. And this is a public way to do that in a really heartwarming environment full of, we have a lot of nonprofits, a lot of our mutual friends are there, and also just everyday businesses and families. And, you know, so it's a wonderful opportunity for people to just celebrate aging. And so the Tampa Bay Golden Heart Awards, we hope that everyone listening will nominate someone.
August 20th, 5 to 7 o'clock. There's music, food, drawings, festivities at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. Doors open at 4:30 to mix and mingle. And boy, do they know how to mix and mingle at the Sages parties. And the music and fun continues until 7:30. SagesTheater.org/golden-hearts. We'll have that in the article that goes with this. I want to just, before we wrap this up today, and it won't be the only time that we have you in studio, as you know, it's America 250. Mm-hmm. And Pinellas County is known as has been a livable place for seniors. Maybe not affordable anymore, but lots of excellent services, save our seniors who help, et cetera, et cetera. Sages is one of many BLS organizations.
Mm-hmm. Seniors in Service.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, all of them. And of course, Catherine Bush and what she's doing mm-hmm. with at the Agency on Aging. Let's start with both of you. Tell me what you hope future generations will take away from our conversation today about how they can make America great.
I think to remember the personal compassion, empathy, listening to one another's needs, and just being able to offer assistance any way you're capable of, to be a good neighbor.
Absolutely. I hope that people of all ages take away the impact and the power behind volunteering and sharing your stories. And when you can share your stories, whether it's on stage with us or in a community group or through your faith-based organization or your neighborhood, sharing stories for the benefit of others to lift them up and bring hope is more important than anything else we can do. And that's something I feel very fortunate to be in Pinellas County, been here my whole life, that we have that opportunity and that we have so many wonderful nonprofit organizations and theaters here doing the same.
And so much talent. I was born and raised in Tampa and didn't get over the bridge a lot of times because I had so much already in Hillsborough. Right. So when I moved here, I was just surprised by the wealth of talent in all the community theater groups and, you know, and growing up, St. Pete was Little Green Benches. That's what it was known for. And I remember being so excited to go to a journalism convention in St. Pete, and the little souvenir was a wooden green bench. Well, they're gone now, but, you know, that history of what it was has evolved into more, and it's just vibrant, and there's so much creativity, so much artistic.
And being used for good.
Yes. Yeah, so and that good. Little bench is a real symbol of community. I think that's what we have here is a really tight, wonderful, encouraging community.
I always like to leave a little card on a bench. That's my thing I've done since I was a little girl, a little card of goodwill. Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, nice. Or just a little note to someone. You went to Clearwater Central Catholic. What high school did you go to?
I went to the old Jefferson High School in Tampa, Florida. We just had class of 66, just had their 60-year reunion last weekend in our old gymnasium.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is now owned by Villa Madonna.
Well, I hope that you'll come back and talk more about your history here when we're not talking about sages. And I want to thank you both for being here today. You know, what you've accomplished simply in this, you're making history right now, sharing with people to get involved. So again, folks, don't forget, you have all the information on RadioSt.Pete.com, sagestheater.org. Thank you, Christine and Norma, for being with us today on Good Deeds.
Thank you for having us.
And for all the good deeds you do, too.
Well, thank you to Radio St. Pete for all their good deeds. I'm going to thank you all. Sign off. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Please, please, please join Sages in educating and having fun, place with purpose.